Well, Nityananda Prabhu recommended simply chant Gauranga, 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 the proper internal.
If we have faith in that, we'll be more gainer than taking Krishna now. Because there is the concession for offenses. Krishna naam kare apuradhir vichar. And less offense in Gaur now. But faith in Gauranga, that is rare. To have faith in Gauranga, that is costly. But if you anyhow you can gather that, then you will be more benefited than you negotiate with direct Krishna, direct negotiate. The offense is more possible in that side, and less offense here, more forgiveness. But Krishna Naam has got some universal characteristic accepted by a major portion, and Gaur Naam is not accepted in such a wider circle. So it is difficult to put faith there. But if one can have his faith, and then he will be gainer. Because less consideration of aparadha, offense. He has particularly come for the fallen soul. So grace is more there. But to put faith in him, that will be less difficult. Until we can understand him ontologically, we cannot go by the help of our experience. Not accepted by a greater circle as Krishna is accepted. So many higher scriptures also in favor of Krishna avatar. Then the wide circle, they accept Krishna as Lord. But narrower circle accepts Gauranga as God. And not so many scriptures supporting him. So it is difficult to have faith in him. But in anyhow, one can come nearer, he will be more generous.